from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN Security Council set to vote on Jerusalem status. The UN Security Council is set to vote Monday on a draft resolution to affirm that any change to the status quo of Jerusalem has no legal effect. It does not mention President Donald Trump's December 6th decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. In the Arab and Muslim world, protests over that decision, including two Turkish cities, Ankara and Diyarbakir. There were also votes in Karachi and Lahore in Pakistan. The leader of Jamaat al-Islami, Siraj al-Haq, called for a cut in diplomatic and economic ties with the U.S. until the decision is reversed. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishbach said the U.S. decision reversed decades of international understanding.
There's been a consensus that until the Arab-Israeli conflict is resolved finally and peacefully, that no country wants to prejudice the outcome of what's going to happen to Jerusalem, because the original UN decision was that it would be held in an international zone. And President Trump's decision really overturned decades of not only U.S., but global consensus. And there's been a fairly unanimous global consensus against it, and that's what's being reflected in the Security Council vote.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed his government will open an embassy in East Jerusalem to recognize it as the capital of Palestine. Delegates of South Africa's ANC party are voting to elect a new leader to succeed President Jacob Zuma, whose administration has been plagued by allegations of corruption and mismanagement. A result is expected on Monday. This is VOA News. In Honduras, President Juan Orlando Hernandez has been certified winner of the controversial November 26 election with a narrow 1.5 percentage point victory over challenger Salvador Nasralla, who has charged fraud. The vote count delays spark sometimes violent protests. Mark Jones is a Rice University Latin American analyst.
This isn't the end of the line in the sense that protests will continue. But the reality is Juan Orlando Hernandez has been reelected as president of Honduras, and nothing is going to change that.
The European Union's election observers said the vote recount was conducted with no irregularities, while the Organization of American States called for a new election. In Chile, conservative Sebastián Piñera won the presidency Sunday with a nearly 10-point lead over his center-left opponent, Alejandro Guillier.
Por fin, Chile se dio cuenta que tenía que salir a votar.
Piñera's supporter, Pablo Seguel, said the people realize that they must turn out to vote. The outcome was seen by some as a referendum on the tenure of outgoing President Michelle Bachelet. Near the end of his first year in office, President Donald Trump could be on the verge of his first major legislative victory. Now, that's an overhaul of America's tax code and a partial repeal of former President Barack Obama's signature health care law. Congressional Republicans appear to have the votes. U.S. Senator from Texas, John Cornyn.
I'm confident we'll pass this bill probably on Tuesday. We were determined to get this job done.
The bill will permanently slash corporate taxes, temporarily cut taxes paid by wage and salary earners, and increase America's national debt by up to $1.5 trillion. Democrats argued the tax package is unfair and unwise. This is U.S. Senator from Maryland, Chris Van Hollen.
This is a total betrayal of President Trump's economic populist message on the campaign trail. It's a huge giveaway to big corporations.
Republicans are betting that 8 consecutive years of U.S. economic growth can be extended and accelerated with a major dose of stimulus in the form of tax cuts. President Donald Trump Monday is expected to deliver a speech on national security. Reuters quotes two senior U.S. officials as saying Mr. Trump will make clear that China is a competitor, especially in the area of trade. Steve Mnuchin, the U.S. Secretary of Treasury, appearing on Fox News Sunday, would not confirm any details of the speech, but
we are in economic competition with China. As the president has said, we don't have fair trade. We have a big trade deficit. He's made that very, very, very careful discussions with President Xi. We want to have a more balanced and fair trade relationship with China.
Mnuchin suggested the tariffs may be one recourse to protect American workers. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.